Justin Wilson, and I'm the vice mayor of the city of Alexandria.
Give me your 15 to 30 second pitch of why people should vote for you.
I'm running for mayor because I think that we need to not only talk about our progressive values, but we actually need to see them to reality. And so for me, that focus is around, first of all, on kids, expanding early childhood education, ensuring that we meet the challenges of growing student enrollment and improve our after-school services. Secondly, I want to focus on investing in our infrastructure. We've deferred infrastructure investment in our community for far too long. And my view on the council has been that we should be proactive and tackle these infrastructure challenges, our roads, our sewers, our sidewalks, our municipal facilities. And overall, we're not going to be able to thrive as a community unless we figure out a way to grow economically. We just adopted a budget on less than 2% revenue growth. That's not sustainable. And so retooling our economy to be less dependent on federal spending and provide for 21st century job growth here in the community, I think that's a major focus of my campaign.
How do you do all of that without raising taxes again and again and again and making Alexandria a place that no one really can afford to live?
Well, I think that gets to the last issue I mentioned there. I think we have to we have to grow jobs in our community. We have to get to a sustainable level of growth, and that means growing business that's independent of federal spending. That's small business growth for sure, both in the professional sector and services sector. But it also means looking at land use a little differently, taking a look at our vacant properties and figuring out if we can work with property owners to transition those properties to more productive use. I think if we do that right, we not only help promote economic growth, we actually help us in some of the affordable housing challenges we have in the community. So I think our economic future and the viability of commerce growth here in Alexandria is a vital issue in this race and a very important one.
Watching Alexandria for the last, well, depending on how far you want to take the waterfront plan back, I feel like the debate in Alexandria for decades has been, is growth good? Is it?
Well, it depends on what kind of growth. Proper, smart growth on our transit infrastructure, where we have existing infrastructure, I think that makes sense, and that's worked for us as a community. But obviously, growth indiscriminately is not a good thing and threatens our quality of life as well as our financial future. But we have to be smart about how we approach development. My focus has been encouraging development in our growth corridors, in our transit corridors, where we have existing infrastructure, and making sure that we capture the value from these development projects to invest in community priorities. That means transportation infrastructure, that means affordable housing, that means open space. I think we have that opportunity to really use development where it occurs and where it occurs in proper places in our city to protect our quality of life and in many cases expand it.
Having a mayor that's on the council in this kind of way and where you're kind of just first among the council, what does it take to be the mayor and what can you bring to that position and why should it be you?
Well, we don't have an executive mayor. We have a council manager form of government. And so the job of the mayor is to build coalitions. And I think this is one of the important differences in this race is, my record during my years on council has been one of building coalitions to move good policy. Simply voting no, no is not a vision for the future. And no doesn't solve any community problems. But getting together, working to build first a four-vote majority, but then ultimately unanimous majorities in many cases on important issues and investing in our kids, investing in our infrastructure and investing in our economic future. That is exactly what the job of the mayor is. That's the way I've approached my job on the city council during my years. And that's the way I would approach it as mayor.
Do you feel like, you know a lot about the details. Do you feel like you ever lose people or do you feel like you get too far past it and don't get that, excitement that you have for all of this stuff?
Well, I'm certainly excited about these issues. I'm excited about the challenges that this community is facing. I certainly admit that I dig into the details and try to understand policy from every angle. I think the community expects and demand that. We have a very educated, informed, engaged population, and they want us to understand the pros and cons of the policy decisions we're making on their behalf. And so, I've never shied from the engagement with the public in trying to fully explore every issue and make sure we see it all before we make a good decision.
Do you feel like everyone everyone really in Alexandria gets listened to, or just those people who have enough time to show up at the city council meeting?
Well, that's certainly been something I've been focused on, is trying to make sure that we listen to everyone and not just the people who do show up at city council meetings. We have a very, very responsive government. I think there's more we can do about how we reach out to people, make it more accessible to a very busy community. It's one of the things I've talked about, you know, making sure that we provide for families, provide childcare for city meetings so that they can engage in their community. We make sure we provide more online and late evening and early morning opportunities for the community to weigh in on these important issues. But I mean, we do have an incredibly well-educated community, and we want to engage them on these important issues.
Just to double back on a couple things from earlier on, how do you deal with the school capacity? Because where is the space to do that, and how can that happen?
Well, this is part of one of the major disagreements, I think, in this race, and one where I've built coalitions to grapple with this. Last year, we said, you know, listen, we have hundreds of millions of dollars of unmet school facility needs. We have the fourth fastest growing school system in the Commonwealth of Virginia over the last decade. Just putting our head in the sand and ignoring this problem is not going to work. It's going to get worse. Every year, we're adding the equivalent of an elementary school in student population to our schools. What we did was we set aside some significant additional revenue last year, and that was a 6-1 vote on the city council, with the mayor unfortunately voting no. But then we said we got to do things differently. We can't just throw money at this problem indiscriminately. And so we put together a joint task force of representatives of the city and schools, and asked them to grapple with these issues and come up with a set of recommendations. And they really did. You know, they prioritized the money. They came up with a set of recommendations for how we can change policies to better spend that money. And they worked together to figure out ways we can do joint facilities. You know, Alexandria is 15 and a half square miles. We cannot build single use municipal facilities anymore. It's a dinosaur. It's an anachronism at this point. And so we have to be more innovative about how we deal with our municipal facility needs. And I think we are on a new path to doing that. That is particularly exciting.
On the Potomac Yard Metro, do you feel that the design changes have been handled properly?
Well, first of all, I was proud to revive that project just about a decade ago. Working on the city council. This is a project that we've been talking about for 25 years in this city and had been basically dead about a decade ago. And working with one of my colleagues, we revived that project. And so there's nobody more disappointed to see this project run into additional challenges than I am. It's a big project. It's one of the biggest things we've ever taken on in our community. And so it's natural that it's going to come in. It's going to come upon some challenges as we go. There's a lot of stakeholders, federal partners, state partners, local development partners, residential partners, and taxpayers. And so it's a challenging project to bring to a landing. I think we're very, very close. We did have some challenges in the procurement process, the WMATA procurement process, that caused us to have to value engineer some parts of the project. I'm committed to ensuring that we deliver upon the scope of that original project, and we'll figure out as we move forward and as we bring a contractor on board what the best way to get that done is. But more than anything, we just can't delay it. We got to get Metro built and get it moving.
I know this is a primary, but to listen to you and Mayor Silverberg, are you really both part of the same party when it comes to local issues?
You know, I'll let the voters speak to that. I've been a Democrat my entire life. I've been a vice chair of the state Democratic Party and deputy chair of our state party. I believe that my values and the values of this community are very much in line with Democratic values. As Democrats, we invest in our kids, we invest in our public infrastructure, and we certainly want to have a growing community that can support the services that the residents demand. You know, my view is that we should provide accountable, accessible, and effective government more than anything. And I think that's very much in the values of this community.
Are you going to win the primary?
I certainly hope so. We're working our tails off to make sure that happens, talking to voters all over the city. We've been knocking on doors for several months now and sending out a lot of mail and trying to reach as many voters as we can. And so I'll be back at it, knocking on doors again. And, you know, we feel very good about our chances going into June 12th.